You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
The saying goes, better late than never. That comes to mind when you look at what Google is doing right now in Africa's cloud economy. It has chosen South Africa as its home base to set up its cloud infrastructure, and it does follow footsteps from other tech giants such as Amazon and Microsoft that set up in South Africa's cloud a few years ago. We have got Niral Patel, the Director for Cloud at Google Africa, for more on this story. Niral, better late than never, but why now? And why South Africa as the home base to set up the cloud infrastructure?
Well, firstly, thank you for having me. You know, as part of Google for Africa's investment pledge of $1 million that spans over 5 years, we made that announcement last year. And as we celebrate the first anniversary of Google for Africa, we made a very exciting announcement yesterday around the announcement of launching a cloud region for Africa in South Africa. And we did this for a number of reasons. The first one is we're seeing the opportunity to accelerate digital transformation across the continent as we deepen our commitment to the continent. But more importantly, you know, the significance around what this cloud region will do for Africa. And that's around social and economic impact. We commissioned a study through Alpha Beta Economics, and the study has estimated that a $2.1 billion contribution will be realized by the South African GDP. In parallel to that, 40,000 jobs will be created by the year 2030.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all agree that job creation will be absolutely crucial to the success of South Africa as we go forward.
Mm. What kind of jobs are we talking about here?
It will be jobs in the technology sector, but as I talk about contribution in GDP, it will be cross-industry. So, you know, we're seeing on an ongoing basis, and Africa is no different to see what we see globally, is that we expect that over the next 5 years, around 300 million more people will come online to the internet. So, you know, we see technology skills becoming more crucial as we go forward in this digital era.
Mm-hmm. Can you break down just practically, you know, what it takes to set up cloud infrastructure on the continent? Just practical terms.
Yeah, first, you know, you probably would have seen a year ago that we announced the Equiano subsea cable. Effectively, you know, it starts with bringing capacity and speed to the continent. Effectively, this cable brings to Africa, in one cable, more capacity than exists today across all the cables that are here. This cable starts off in Portugal, makes its way down the west coast of Africa and plugs into Togo, Nigeria, Namibia, and recently, over the last couple of weeks ago, landed in the Western Cape. Effectively, that brings large capacity. With capacity, we put down infrastructure. And that infrastructure is the cloud region that that I'm talking about. With that, what we do is we're adding dedicated cloud interconnect sites in Johannesburg, Cape Town, Lagos, and Nairobi. You've got to think of cloud internet connect sites as an on-ramp to these cloud regions as we put them up, because it provides dedicated capacity and high availability to customers. By that, what I simply mean is that customers are able to move their data in a far more efficient and secure way to these cloud regions. In addition to that, what I'll add is, as we land the South African cloud region, it fundamentally gives choice to customers, because this cloud region will form part of a Google global regions of 35 regions around the world and 106 zones. So customers can now have the ability to decide where they want to run their workloads from, and also which cloud services they want to consume and from where.
Who is your targeted customer?
So Sorry, say again?
Your customer. You're talking about the customer and this value proposition that you have brought to the table. So who is your customer as Google Africa?
So our customers span across public and private organizations, whether you are a large enterprise, a mid-sized corporate organization, or even a small startup. Google Cloud can support your business.
Because the cloud has gotten really competitive of late. Just yesterday we had BCX on the show talking about their partnership with Alibaba. And as I mentioned in the introduction, Amazon Web Services as well as Microsoft's Azure has been in the country for some time. So what is going to set your cloud apart?
Yeah, look, we live in an environment of multi-cloud and hybrid cloud, and this means that you know these various hyperscalers or cloud service providers, we will operate next to each other and together within organizations as we help them transform. From a Google Cloud perspective, data is a very strong offering that we bring to our customers and partners. And if you look, for example, at our capability with what we employ from artificial intelligence and machine learning, today, getting onto our search engine, entering a couple of words and hitting enter, in split seconds, you get a myriad of options that allows you to navigate data that then makes you, that allows you to make better decisions as a consumer. But if I take that example, say further to an enterprise, to an enterprise customer, you know, and I'll look at, you know, next month we'll see Black Friday, for example,
mm-hmm.
and a large enterprise that's built their e-commerce platform on Google Cloud is Takealot. You know, they serve around 3 million customers, and you know, 3 million customers, and conduct nearly half of South Africa's online retail purchases. They are able to excite, delight, and also provide their users with an amazing user experience through really high traffic periods like Black Friday, for example. If I then draw your attention to a small startup, you know, just 8 years ago, we started working with a small startup out of East Africa in Kenya called Twiga Foods.
Mm-hmm.
In just 8 years, this company has been able to connect 1,000 farmers with 140,000 small retailers across Kenya, which represents around 25% of the entire industry. Fundamentally, what they've been able to do is deeply understand how to innovate for their customers. You know, our cloud data analytics models have given them the ability to aggregate consumer demand and build a far more robust and efficient supply chain that supports business growth for their suppliers, but also provides consistent quality for the retailers. But I think the one thing that stood out for me, and which is most important that around what they've been able to do, is provide greater food security for everyone in Africa. And this is fundamentally due to less wastage because of being able to make far more better and smarter business decisions with the data that they have in front of them.
Mm-hmm. All right. You mentioned that this is a part of the broader $1 billion that Google had invested or planned to invest in South Africa's economy for the 5-year period. So yeah. I'd like to know what else is in the investment pipeline following this launch of the cloud region.
Yes, so the investment area spans across four areas, and it's around enabling affordable access and building products for Africa. It's helping businesses with their digital transformation, and I've touched on that around the cloud region. The third area is around investing in entrepreneurs to help spur next generation technologies as we see them come about. And then the fourth area is really about supporting nonprofits that are working in Africa to improve the lives of Africa. I've spoken briefly around connectivity and the Equiano subsea cable and the capacity that it's brought. The thing that I may have not yet mentioned is as this brings speed and capacity to the continent, what it will also start doing as we get more people getting online is reducing data costs mm-hmm. and reducing the boundaries of access. When I look at startups, we've committed $50 million to startups through the Africa Investment Fund. And we provide startups with access to Google's employees and the skill and experience that Google's employees have, Google's network, and some of the technologies that I've just spoken about to help them build more meaningful products for their communities. So far, what we've done, we've made three significant investments in startups like Safe Border, which is a transportation application that's based out of Uganda and Nigeria. We've made an investment into Carry First, which is a South African mobile gaming startup. And then most recently, we've made an investment in a Kenyan-based e-logistics company called Lorry Systems. In addition to that, when I look at South Africa, with the Google for Startups program, we've created a $4 million fund and started the Black Founders Fund. We've selected 60 exceptional startups from 10 countries in Africa who have been awarded up to $100,000 in equity free cash, because you know that's the other barrier to entry for startups is capital.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And paired with that, what we're giving them is $200,000 per startup in Google Cloud credits.
Sure, quite a lot of support and quite a lot of things that you guys have on the go. We should speak to you a lot more often. You clearly have quite a lot to say. But Niril, we'll leave it there for now. So thanks so much for your time. Niril Patel, the Director for Cloud at Google Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.